little next to you.
So are most people. I think actually it's going to be good this year because there's kind of an opportunity for everybody to raise the game, I think, and get excited about a new role. And that's what we want to bring to 2011. For a start, the coverage is in high definition, and I know loads of you have been desperate to see F1 in HD for ages, and it will look epic when you've got bits of carbon fibre flying everywhere. But, you know, Martin is now going to be reinvigorated because he's done the same job for 15 years, and now he gets the chance to lead the commentary, and that's a huge responsibility. David has done the kind of, you know, the walking up and down the paddock with Eddie and myself, and sometimes David gets frustrated that he doesn't have the time to really get into the nuts and bolts of racing, and he's got the chance to do that because the races are 2 hours long and, you know, these guys can banter away brilliantly. And then once David leaves us, and David will still be with us for the pre-show, probably until around grid walk time, and then it'll be myself and Eddie, and that's a great opportunity for EJ because I think Eddie has got contacts that no one else has got. He asks the questions no one else dares to ask. He pushes the boundaries all the time. And I think it's a good opportunity, actually, for Eddie to have his own little soapbox time, you know, pre and post race. So I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be a really strong season.
His Dietrich Mateschitz interviews aren't very good.
Well, what interview? This man has never done an interview on British television. Thank you very much. It's like, what? Where was the interview?
Pat, well done.
Yeah, oh, I liked it. That was like one of my, that is my favourite moment of 2010, the interview that never was.
Any news is good news. It's going to make these guys tune in, isn't it? To see what else is coming.
No, it is, and I think that's part of the, you know, the draw of our team is that everybody's very different. And I get asked all the time, what's Eddie Jordan like? And that's a reason for people to watch our coverage. And the guy is gold dust. He is stardom, and people love watching him. They really do.
Let's talk about some of the protagonists that make this wonderful sport so good. Fantastic achievement for Red Bull Racing in 2010. Championship double as relative newcomers to the game.
Well, it was great to see, wasn't it? I mean, you've got to remember that, you know, they started as Stewart Grand Prix, morphed through Jaguar into Red Bull, but they really took off when Red Bull applied their style and their money to the team. I did an interview here, the St. Watkins lecture with Adrian Newey and Christian Horner yesterday, and they're, you know, they're really nice guys, they're competitive, and they give back to the sport, and it was interesting to hear them so calmly talking about the challenges of last year. And they both said, interestingly, they got up on the Sunday morning of Abu Dhabi convinced they weren't going to win the World Championship for drivers. They thought Alonso had got it, and even towards the end of the race, they still weren't convinced they were going to win it. So, you know, they had a few challenges, their drivers running into each other, mechanical issues, and but in the end, I think the right team and the right man won the championship.
And I think it was good for us, actually, that Red Bull were right there. You know, people sometimes say things like, oh, you know, you never go into the Ferrari garage and chat to people in there. And one of the reasons for that is because the way Ferrari operate is they like to sort of have a closed book, and they have their barriers at the front of the garage, and that's it. And other teams are the same, whereas Red Bull are, come on in! Poke inside the car, touch the car. I know it's on pole, but don't worry about that. Speak to the team principal. There's our driver. Go and have a word with him. Take a look at the rear diffuser. And that is so good because it means that you guys at home get the chance to see us touching, talking about, getting this close to a Formula One car minutes before it's due to race. And, you know, Martin can walk up to Seb on the grid. It's going into the dressing room before a World Cup final and saying to Wayne Rooney, you know, you're out there in 3 or 4 minutes. How are you feeling? And it's so good to get that access to Formula One. And that's partly because it's driven by sponsors, and so these teams need to be on the television. But that's what I love about doing this job, is the access. It's incredible.
And they dispelled that myth in 2010 that they weren't just an advertising exercise. They're a serious race team.
Well, they used to have the Formula Uners and the Red Bulletin and all that, and I think they decided to switch off that sort of fun side of it to an extent and get serious. And you know, they spend hundreds of millions of pounds, and it's a marketing exercise for them to sell a product. But at the end of the day, a drinks company took on Ferrari, McLaren and Mercedes-Benz and beat them, for goodness sake. It's an extraordinary story, and it all happened here in Milton Keynes.
I thought we were in Birmingham.
Here in this country, Milton Keynes, just down the road.
Henry, he's done a lot of travelling, he gets very confused. Don't put him off. You're right, you know where you are.
Guys, we're going to open it to the floor in a moment for some questions from you.